This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So you've taken the shahada, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. What next? Well, there's a few things that you should take into consideration moving forward. Number one, know that all your previous sins are now forgiven. The Messenger, peace and blessings be upon him, said that when a person accepts Islam, God Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgives all their past sins. Their slates are wiped clean. You are as a newborn baby is. That is number one. So glad tidings to you. The next thing is for you to know that God Almighty has written for you divine mercy. Because God Almighty commands the Messenger, peace and blessings be upon him, to tell the believers, when the believers visit him, that God Almighty has written for them divine mercy. You are engulfed in the mercy of God Almighty. Congratulations. What's the next thing you should consider? The next thing you should consider after the shahada, and after knowing that all your sins are forgiven, and after knowing that you're engulfed in the mercy of Allah, is the need to find a knowledgeable, reputable, non-sectarian teacher to teach you your faith. Do not go on this journey alone, relying on online resources or relying on any Muhammad, Yusuf or Hussein that you meet from the Muslim community. Make sure you find someone who is a specialist, who is reputable, who is non-sectarian, and let them take care of your faith matters moving forward. The last thing I will share with you all is burn in, don't burn out, right? Take it upon yourself to bring into your life the most important matters of your faith after you become a Muslim, and take baby steps in bringing those matters into your life. Don't just dive in and burn out. For more information about your steps moving forward after the shahada, please visit islamwise.org and newmuslimacademy.org.